I have desire to eat this Pasch with you before I suffer. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Canon, dear faithful, our blessed Lord came into this world for one reason: to make a new mankind and restore to men the friendship of God through his passion and death upon the cross. He prepared his people for what he was to do through the Old Testament and the prescriptions of the Mosaic Law. There were the Passover and the Levitical priesthood that were to be replaced by the Mass and the priesthood of the New Law, for Christ came and made all things new. In the book of Exodus, God commanded the Hebrews to sacrifice a lamb and spread its blood on the wood post, their wood doorposts of their homes, to escape the angel of death. They were further commanded to eat the lamb with unleavened bread and in readiness to be delivered from the slavery of Egypt. After reaching the promised land, they fulfilled God's commandment to celebrate the Passover each and every year. Along with the law of Moses, God instituted the priesthood. He chose the tribe of Levi as his priests and Aaron, the brother of Moses, as his high priest. They would be the official representatives of the people before God and would be vested with the power to offer sacrifice to the Most High in adoration and for the remission of the sins of the people. This they would do until the perfect sacrifice of Christ, the high priest, upon the cross. He would fulfill the old law and establish the new one, and thus the prophecy of Malachi to the Levites would be accomplished. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will not receive a gift of your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down, my name is great among the Gentiles, and in every place there is sacrifice, and there is offered to my name a clean oblation. For my name is great among the Gentiles, saith the Lord of hosts. Later on, following the Mass, during the procession to the altar of repose, we will sing, on the night of his Last Supper, seated with his chosen band, he, the paschal victim eating, first fulfills the law's command. Then, as food to all his brethren, gives himself with his own hand. It was in fulfilling the Passover precept that our Lord abolished the sacrifices of the old law and established the one of the new law. For after that ritual meal, he took bread and changed it into his sacred body, and then wine and changed it into his precious blood. He links what he did at that moment with what he would do the next day in dying upon the cross by instituting a dual consecration of two separate things, bread and wine, and by saying, shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. It is for this reason that the Church does not celebrate Mass on Good Friday, but instead uses the sacred host consecrated this night for the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified, to show the connection between the sacrifice of the Mass and the sacrifice of the cross, which are one and the same. For Christ is in both the victim offered and the priest offering is both in the same, being Christ the Lord. Christ extended to his apostles united with him at the Last Supper a participation in his own priesthood when he said to them, do this in commemoration of me. Thus was the Levitical priesthood of the Old Testament abolished, and the priesthood of the New Testament established, much like Jacob took the place of Esau, the firstborn. And later on, at the end of that procession, we shall sing with bowed heads towards the most blessed sacrament. Down in adoration falling, lo, the sacred host we hail. Lo o'er ancient forms departing, newer rites of grace prevail. Faith for all defects supplying, where the feeble senses fail. Let us this night, my dear faithful, thank our Lord, that he deemed us worthy to have a share in his presence among us. His physical and substantial presence in the most holy sacrament of the altar, and his ministerial presence in the sacred priesthood. Let us pray for priests, that they may always be conformed to the great high priest, Jesus Christ, who offers us his sacred body to be our nourishment. And also let us pray for vocations, and if we see young men who might be aspiring to the priesthood, to help and pray particularly for them and to encourage them in pursuing and discerning a vocation to that high calling. And let us also this night approach the Most Holy Communion, heeding the admonition of St. Paul in today's epistle, presenting ourselves with clean heart and pure body, with humility and reverence, avoiding the sin of Judas, who betrayed our Lord and offered him the feigned kiss of friendship. And as Christ came to make all things new, let us rejoice that Christ comes to us in order to rejuvenate us, to strengthen us against the debility of sin. How happy should we be to have not just the prefiguration, which is the Paschal Lamb with its blood on the wood of our doors, saving us from the bondage of slavery, but the Lamb of God himself, who saves us by his precious blood, shed upon the wood of the cross, and delivering us from the spiritual slavery of sin and eternal death. For Christ has come, saying, "Behold, I make all things new." And let us invite him to us to make us new, to make us truly his new people, destined for eternal glory in heaven. Amen. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.